You found a show that will explore how to experience a kingdom lifestyle that is both focused and balanced. Welcome to Live Exceptionally. In a world where we are constantly bombarded with demands on our time and attention, it can be difficult to find the space to truly live our best lives. But what if we could find a way to live exceptionally with a sense of purpose, freedom, and rest? This show is for you. Join us as we discover how to live exceptionally, finding freedom and rest along the way. Now, let's get into this week's episode of Live Exceptionally with Dr. Yvonne Thompson.
I am so excited to celebrate you, Dr. Yvonne. Of course, you do amazing work, and I can't wait to talk more about how you help people to live exceptionally.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's jump in. Live Exceptionally is under your brand, Elisi. What is Elisi and what do you do?
Well, Elisi started actually from the launch of my book, Can You Sleep Like This in the Rest of God, which focuses on the principle of rest. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that as time went on, God shifting me not to only focus on just the principle of rest, but whole wellness, mm-hmm. whole wellness as a movement related to our spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental well-being. And so Elisi focuses on whole wellness, mm-hmm. and Live Exceptionally is a part of that movement.
Oh, wow. Rest. I know that I can use a lot more rest. So thank
we
you
all
for
can.
That, right? So talk about your Live Exceptionally journey. What prompted it? And now you're about to be in season two. Let's jump into that.
Yes. So I launched Live Exceptionally a year ago, mm-hmm. last week. And basically, the main reason why I launched it was I wanted to amplify the message around wellness. Mm-hmm. And I felt that a book alone was not sufficient. And when I thought about other channels of how to amplify the message, a podcast, I actually attended a book conference. And that was one of the things that they talked about was doing podcasts or using media as a channel to amplify one's message. Mm-hmm. And so I launched the podcast, Live Exceptionally, in alignment with the whole principle around wellness and living exceptionally without restrictions, limitations, in order to maximize the gifts and skills that God has given us to live a life that glorifies Him.
All right. Well, all glory be to God. So we do know that grit play a huge part in your Live Exceptionally journey. What is grit? Why is it important to you? And why should people know about it?
You know, I actually only came across the word. I mean, I've known about the word grit, but since the beginning of this year, the word resilience have been such a word that's been bubbling in my heart. Mm-hmm. And then here recently in the past month, the word grit. So I want to read a quote that I came across that Winston Churchill shared in a speech that he did. It says, mm-hmm. never give in, never give in, never, 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 never in nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. And so grit, it's defined as determination, perseverance, tenacity, fortitude, and courage. It is simply the refusal to give up. And so I feel a lot of times that when we are just starting out, whether it's a business, whether it's a ministry, whatever it is that we're trying to do, when the results that you're experiencing are not the way that you envisioned or maybe dreamed about, that you have to have resilience. Yeah. You have to have grit in order to keep going. And so the determination, the tenacity, the mm-hmm. fortitude, the courage to keep forging ahead in spite of the results, in spite of who's listening, in spite of who's supporting you, in spite of all the things that might be going contrary to what you may have envisioned, and know that if God was the one that led you to do something, that you to never give up.
Wow. That is very important. It's sometimes it can be hard, right? Keep going, keep the joy of persevering, right? Where do you find joy in that? When it feels like everything is against you, but when you do have grit, when you are surrounded with people who are like-minded, it sort of kind of helps you to push along. What would you say to people who are struggling to you know, jump on that bandwagon of having grit or being tenacious in their journey, whatever it is that they're trying to pursue.
Right. That's why I think it's so important to have a relationship with the Lord. Mm. And in the podcasts and episodes that I've done the past year, I've focused on a number of different topics that all align and they all point back to kingdom principles, having a relationship with God. I did a whole series about how to hear from him, how to know his voice with guests that came in who talked on these topics. We have to know what the will of God is.
Right.
And if he is instructing us or leading us to do something, that is our foundation.
Yeah.
That is our center. Yeah. Because regardless of when naysayers come or what the results look like, we might not be getting the response that we want. Mm-hmm. If we are founded in, we know that God said to do this,
yeah,
we know that God led us to do something, then he is our compass. Mm-hmm. He's the plumb line that we're connected back to, that alignment. So it's so important to have a relationship with God and to know what he is saying, mm-hmm, for a particular season in order to stay the course, mm-hmm, stay the course, not move to the left, not move to the right, regardless of what it looks like,
right,
that we're staying the course with what he has told us to do.
All right. So what are three short tips that you can give to help people live exceptionally while hearing the voice of God?
Yes. So I think one is stay in position.
Mm.
And I actually preached this message at the end of last year. Those were the last message that I spoke, stay in position.
Yes.
So once you know God's will, that we have to stay in a posture of prayer.
Yeah.
We have to stay in a posture of humility.
Yes.
And we have to stay in a posture of listening to him. So prayer, humility,
all good.
Prayer, humility, and listening to the voice of God as one, stay in position. Mm. And then two, I would say that resilience.
Mm.
Out of that comes the resilience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear a lot in Christendom about the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but those who endure to the end.
Right.
But I started to realize that we can't endure unless we first have resilience.
Mm.
We have to be able to be flexible, to like regroup, stay the course when life comes at us, life challenges, difficulties, and things that come at us to knock us down, mm-hmm, that we can bounce back.
Right.
Because if we don't bounce back, if we're not resilient, if we don't have that tenacity or fortitude, mm-hmm, then we can't endure.
Right.
So resilience is number two. And I would say number three is probably gratefulness.
Okay.
And because if we don't have gratefulness, and this is something that I have been growing in and grooming in, to have joy,
mm-hmm,
to be grateful,
mm-hmm,
in the journey.
Mm.
Because if it's difficult, if it's hard, if you're struggling and then you're complaining and you're moaning and then you're down.
Help us.
Then it becomes something that is like, there's no joy in it. Like, mm-hmm, you're not happy.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, it becomes something where you're constantly complaining and moaning about. So stay in position of prayer, humility, and listening to God's voice. Number two, being resilient. And number three, being grateful.
Amen. One, two, and three. All good. Share a success story that you've experienced where you've listened to God, you were resilient, you know, and you were in the right position at the right time, never leaving his face, even when opposition was coming your way.
That is so good. I think I've had plenty of stories, but specific to Live Exceptionally and Elisi, I would say my woman's retreat, that's actually coming up May 17th through the 19th. When I first stepped out to do the women's retreat,
mm-hmm,
like it was just an idea that I felt so strong in my spirit to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of people gave me prophetic words, mm-hmm, about, you know, God wants you to do something with women. And I knew it was something that I had in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when I set out, like I don't have a church. I was rarely on social media. So I didn't have like this huge platform or huge following or anything. It literally was just a step of faith that I feel led to do this Release, Refresh, Renew Women's Retreat. Mm. And the retreat is our third week, about the third or fourth week of May, so on Mother's Day or Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And that first year, and even the second year, coming up until the end of April, mm-hmm. I think I had less than 10 people signed up.
Yeah.
And when you're booking an event like that at a hotel, you know, you have contracts, you have yeah. funds that you have to pay. Yeah. And I was just like panicking, still panic at times, but it's a walk of faith yeah. of trusting God, that knowing that he said for me to do it, and because he said to do it, then having to trust him that he's going to make a way. And then so really in those last couple of weeks, I mean, I had to be flexible even on the deadlines that I had set, because it was my first time, that there was an influx of people who registered. And because I was so in the weeds with the planning yeah. and organizing, like the event itself, every year, God shows up phenomenally.
Right.
And it's over. And the word says he will do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God, the move of God, the fellowship, the networking, even financially, God just showing up in every which way. And I'm like, okay, not only is it just a live exceptionally message, but it's for me too. It starts with me.
Right.
That he wants to not only for us to live exceptionally, but he wants to do exceptionally for us so that he would be glorified.
That amen. What key lessons have you learned starting this women's retreat with no experience, but having it to actually be exceptionally, right? Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask, imagine, or think. Give us some key lessons learned.
Well, to be honest with you, for me, because I've been in the corporate arena and a director, I've led global teams in five different countries, have teams on the ground in five different countries. Those skills are transferable. Mm-hmm. So even though I may not have a church or a huge ministry when I first started, the skills that I have in corporate America actually transfer over. Mm. So I actually was comfortable being able to organize it.
Okay.
But it's the actual like people showing up part that was like, you know, who's going to come to this? Right. You know, people don't know me and all that. So I believe that God is now allowing me to use my marketplace skills in a way in ministry for his glory and to do things for him that I have done for years in the marketplace and corporate arena.
Mm, that's good. So how can people use their transferable skills in business, in the church, in their entrepreneurial endeavors? How can they do that?
Well, I think it is very important for us to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I think partnership, collaboration, just like how you and I yes. collaborate from time to time, that we cannot be in a box and try to be lone rangers
right.
and only doing things on our own because we want the glory for ourselves, that it's important to collaborate. And yes. so while in that first year, I really didn't have anyone that I could lean on. I had to do everything myself. As time has gone on, I have looked for areas that I don't have high skill sets in and reaching out to ask for help,
yeah.
you know, whether it was for prayer support, whether it was for ideas of how to amplify the message around promotion, marketing, things as related to like even graphics.
Yeah.
Just whatever our weaknesses are, to collaborate, to partner with people and not be so quick to try to do everything yourself in order to like get all the glory.
Right. But you have done some amazing things yourself, right?
Not true.
So you've done some amazing things yourself. And then I'm looking at it and like, oh, you did this? So it's a challenge, you know, developing a team. But, you know, while you're developing a team, it's okay to, you know, gain additional skill sets
that
you can utilize, you know, in the future. So you know, like, that's not quite right.
Right.
When you do have the right people in place. So season one, what was season one of Live Exceptionally? And then what can people expect for season two?
Well, Live Exceptionally season one, I think was focused more on expertise from the guests that I had.
Okay.
And leaning into people who had voices and particular skill sets that they are skilled in. Mm-hmm. So I had a whole series. Every month I try to do a different series.
Okay.
I've had series on like body stewardship, which was around fitness, which I don't know anything about. fitness, health. We had a medical doctor in who mm-hmm. shared tips even from a medical physical perspective. Series on like mental health, anxiety, stress. In this next season, yeah. I will continue to have guests, mm-hmm. but I also will be doing a lot of solo episodes.
Oh,
focus specifically on things that God has really skilled me in and okay. blessed me in. Like, okay. I don't know if a lot of people know I'm actually a certified public accountant.
Let's talk about that. A black CPA.
I'm a CPA. So April is Financial Literacy yep. Month. So after I kick off this episode, I will be focused on financial literacy.
That's amazing.
While I'll have some guests, I'll also talk about financial literacy in terms of how to budget, because I also was a financial advisor back in the day mm-hmm. before I pivoted with Merrill Lynch
yep.
and American Express. So there's
the resume.
So there's a lot of things that I can do that God has blessed me with
yeah.
that I want to now start to share
yes.
and not keep it hidden. And these are things that I enjoy giving and doing. It's not something like I plan to charge or anything like that. So I want to dig into some of these, the expertise that mm-hmm. God has blessed me with through my career in my podcast.
Some things will be charged. While others something, will be a blessing, yeah. yes. That's good. So mm-hmm. this is all exciting. I'm really excited to live exceptionally, to take some of these skills that you've learned, that you know you've learned and you've mm-hmm. shared with us, even in my own. So you've done some amazing. Excited to see where Live Exceptionally goes, where Elise goes, hear about this women's conference. Like, I know it's going to be amazing. It has been amazing. And if you want to talk about how people can
sure.
join you.
Yeah. So Live, Release, Refresh, Renew. This is every May. And so next month from May 17th to May 19th, we will meet at the Sheraton Suites mm-hmm. in Elk Road Village, Illinois. And Release, Refresh, Renew is a women's retreat weekend for two nights. We get together for fun, fellowship, mm-hmm. and also spiritual empowerment, spiritual refreshing. All of us. I mean, you mentioned that you were feeling a little tired today.
Yes.
I said I'm a little overwhelmed because of all the things that I've going on, but we always need time away.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can, you know, go get a massage, go get our nails done. And it's just temporary. But this is where we can actually come together mm-hmm. for two nights at the Sheraton Suites in Elk Grove Village, May 17th to May 19th. We have comedy. We have beautiful music with our minister of music, Eric David Townsend. Mm-hmm. We have the awesome Apostle Sandy Norman, Dr. Lenise Reynolds, Prophetess Patricia Robinson. And then we also have a licensed health, fitness, wellness coach mm-hmm. who will be with us. And so it's food, it's fun, it's fellowship. The networking is amazing. People fly in from all over, and also people come from the local area as well. And I will post the link in the description. It's elici.org/retreat. Elici, elici.org/retreat. And registration is still open. You get a discount if you register before April 30th. We have payment plans as well. But no one leaves without being changed. Yeah. No one leaves without having anything good to say. It's an awesome, awesome time. God meets us there. And I like it. The difference is it's not just the spiritual component.
Right.
It's the fellowship.
Yeah.
It's the fun. We do our meals together.
Yeah.
We also have massages and
manicures.
We have wellness breakouts.
The networking.
Yes. All these things that are included. It's one flat rate and everything is included, including the lodging, or you can opt to do a no lodging flat rate as well.
We're enjoying this anniversary celebration for Live Exceptionally, right? And it's been so much fun just uncovering and talking about all of the amazing things that you are doing and that you will do. What's next for Elise?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are coming up that I'm really excited about. I have a study guide for my book, Can You Sleep Like This in the Rest of God? And also a course that mm-hmm. accompanies it. I've done Ooh. This course at churches mm-hmm. and leadership type settings. So I haven't fully launched it yet as a actual service or product, but I'm really excited about that and also other things that are in the pipeline that I'm just pacing myself because I don't want to be overwhelmed. I want to follow my own advice about rest and whole wellness. And then as I feel comfortable to then load these and launch them.
Thank you again. This was amazing. I am so excited to celebrate your 1 year anniversary. I look forward to, of course, living exceptionally. So following that podcast and of course the Elise journey, right? Yes. I want to rest more. So I want to see that study guide and take that course. So congratulations, keep up Thank the great you. Work and just know that you're doing amazing. And so many people will be blessed by your journey.
Thank you.